Incompetence Puts Students at Risk, written by David E. Smith. In an obvious attempt to discredit homeschooling as a legitimate education choice, left-leaning news outlet ProPublica, in cooperation with Capital News Illinois, published an article recently condemning homeschooling freedoms in Illinois. While authors Beth Hunsdorfer and Molly Parker are right to express their concerns about the described abuses perpetrated against young children, citing one or two anecdotal stories about neglect is reactionary and overly broad, to say the least. To lament that Illinois law doesn't mandate intrusive, big government policies like registration and testing of homeschool students is akin to demanding a sledgehammer be used to secure a bulletin board tack. Yes, it is heartbreaking to read about incidents of child abuse. But as a father of eight, I am particularly incensed when homeschooling is used as a smokescreen for wrongdoing by parents or other caretakers. The fact is that parental abuse is nothing new. It has been and is going on in the homes of children educated in public, private, and home schools. Anecdotes aside, there is no evidence to suggest that child abuse is specifically problematic or pronounced in families at homeschool. Ironically, the authors of this article complain about the absence of government oversight. Evidently, they are oblivious to the evidence that documents rampant child abuse taking place virtually every week in public schools statewide. These are the same people that Hunsdorfer and Parker want exercising quote-unquote oversight on our children? No thank you. Maybe they should familiarize themselves with the Elizabeth L. Jalik study that found that 11.7% of children between kindergarten and 12th grade are victims of public educator sexual misconduct annually. Shockingly, Hunsdorfer and Parker didn't bother to cite the comprehensive 2018 investigation by the Chicago Tribune, which reported hundreds of cases of sexual abuse and rape. Maybe they would be appalled to learn how school officials not only failed to protect children, but also were among the perpetrators. Add to that the recent report by the Chicago Public Schools Office of Inspector General that lists 446 sexual misconduct allegations reported during the calendar year 2023. How many more cases went unreported? Why aren't Hunsdorfer and Parker reporting on these outrageous crimes against children? Where are their calls for accountability for public employees? Where are their calls to protect all the vulnerable children being abused in our public school system? And where is the outrage when it comes to failing academic standards? Are they going to call for more oversight regarding English proficiency, which is abysmal, 30%? What about the 26% proficiency in math? To suggest that homeschooling freedom in Illinois ought to be diminished in favor of so-called government oversight is ridiculous when you consider that public school officials are clearly unable to get their own systems in order. Sin, not education choice or lack of oversight, is the problem.